Are you tired of being just another cog in the machine? It's time to wake up, break free, and take control of your destiny. The Matrix is real, but so is your power to escape it. Ready to reclaim your freedom. What if I told you that everything you've been taught about success and freedom is a lie? The 9-to-5 grind, the promise of a secure future, even the idea of a normal life. It's all part of a carefully crafted illusion designed to keep you trapped in a cycle of dependency and control. They don't want you to know this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You're living in a modern-day matrix, and unless you wake up, you'll spend your entire life working for someone else's dream while your own slips away. I know this because I was there. Not too long ago, I was stuck in a high-paying corporate job that looked great on paper, but it was sucking the life out of me. I was making good money, sure, but I was also sacrificing my time, my energy, and my passion. I was working 60 hours a week, barely had time for my family, and felt like I was losing myself. I remember sitting at my desk one day, staring at the clock, and realizing that I was literally counting down the hours until my life could actually begin. That was the moment I knew I had to make a change. I started questioning everything. Why was I trading my most valuable asset, my time, for a paycheck that barely allowed me to live the life I wanted? Why was I conforming to a system that didn't serve me? And most importantly, how could I break free? Since then, I've escaped the Matrix. I've built a life on my own terms, one where I control my time, my income, and my destiny. And today, I'm here to help you do the same. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's not easy, and it requires a complete mindset shift. But if you're ready to challenge the status quo and take back control, then you're in the right place. Let's get started. If our content has been making your day a little brighter and you want to help us reach new heights, we'd be over the moon if you'd consider supporting the channel. Your support not only keeps us fueled, but also lets us bring you even more epic content. Join our exclusive community on Patreon using the link below and get behind-the-scenes goodies, early access to new videos, and so much more. Your support is like rocket fuel for our creativity. And for those who love to spread a little joy with a one-time gesture, you can buy me a coffee using the link below. It's a quick and easy way to show some love and keep the good vibes flowing. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being a part of this amazing journey. We couldn't do it without you. Tip number one, the 9-to-5 job is modern slavery. Let's not sugarcoat it. Most people are trapped in their 9-to-5 jobs, and whether they realize it or not, they're living in a form of modern-day slavery. I know that sounds extreme, but hear me out. You wake up early, rush through breakfast, and then spend an hour or more stuck in traffic, only to arrive at a place where your time, your energy, and even your thoughts are controlled by someone else. You sit in a cubicle under harsh fluorescent lights, counting down the hours until you can leave, only to repeat the cycle the next day. If you're just living for the weekends, isn't that a sign that something's wrong? Let me give you a personal example. Not too long ago, I was in what most people would call a great job. I had the title, the salary, and the benefits that many people aspire to. But here's the harsh truth. None of it made me happy. I was trading my most valuable resource, my time, for money. But that money wasn't buying me freedom. It was buying me comfort. And comfort, my friends, is the enemy of progress. The system sells you the illusion of security. You get a steady paycheck, health insurance, maybe even a retirement plan. But think about it. What happens if you lose that job? Your so-called security vanishes overnight. The truth is, most people are one paycheck away from financial disaster. The job keeps you just comfortable enough that you don't question the system, but not free enough to actually escape it. You're told to save for retirement, to work hard now, so you can enjoy life later. But who decided that you have to wait until you're old and tired to actually start living? I've seen so many people chase promotions and raises, thinking that the next step up the ladder will finally make them happy. But each promotion comes with more responsibility, more stress, and less time for yourself. You get a raise, but your lifestyle inflates to match it, so you're still stuck in the same cycle of dependency. It's a trap designed to keep you climbing indefinitely, never quite reaching the top, because there is no top. The ladder itself is the trap. The real cost of a 9-to-5 isn't just your time, it's your life. How many moments with your family have you missed because you were stuck at work? How many dreams have you put on hold because you're too tired at the end of the day to do anything but collapse on the couch? The system has convinced you that this is normal, that this is just what it means to be an adult. But let me tell you something. Life is too short to spend the majority of it doing something that doesn't fulfill you. This isn't just about quitting your job. It's about reclaiming your life. Your time is the most valuable asset you have, and every minute you spend working for someone else's dream is a minute you're not spending on your own. The system doesn't want you to realize this, because once you do, you become powerful. You start to see that there are other ways to live, ways that don't involve trading your freedom for a paycheck. You can create your own path, build something that's yours, and live life on your terms. It's time to wake up. The 9-to-5 job is a form of modern slavery, but the good news is that you hold the key to your own freedom. It starts with a mindset shift, from being a passive participant in the system to taking active control of your life. It won't be easy, and it won't happen overnight. But once you break free, you'll realize that the true wealth isn't money. It's time and freedom. Tip 2. Save to invest, not to spend. We've all been told that saving money is the key to financial security. Put your money in a savings account, they say, and you'll be prepared for anything life throws your way. But let's be real. Saving alone isn't going to make you rich, and it's certainly not going to give you the financial freedom you're after. If you want to escape the rat race and live life on your terms, you need to shift your mindset from saving to spending to saving to invest. Let's break this down. You put your money in a savings account, and what do you get in return? A measly interest rate that doesn't even keep up with inflation. The money you're saving is actually losing value over time. It's a false sense of security, and if you're relying solely on savings to build wealth, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. I used to think that saving was the answer too. I was putting away money every month, feeling responsible, thinking I was building a safety net. But as the years went by, I noticed something. My savings weren't growing. Sure, the balance was increasing, but when I factored in inflation and the rising cost of living, I was actually losing purchasing power. That's when it hit me. Saving alone wasn't enough. I needed to make my money work for me, not just sit in a bank account collecting dust. Here's the thing. Money is a tool, and like any tool, it's most effective when it's being used. When you invest, you're putting your money to work. Instead of letting it sit idle, you're using it to generate more money. This is the fundamental difference between the wealthy and everyone else. They don't just save, they invest. They understand that to build wealth, you have to take calculated risks. You have to make your money grow. Let's talk about one of the most powerful forces in the financial world, compound interest. When you invest, especially over the long term, your money doesn't just grow, it grows exponentially. The interest you earn on your investments starts to earn interest of its own, creating a snowball effect. This is how wealth is built. For example, if you start investing $500 a month in a stock market index fund with an average annual return of 7%, in 30 years, you could have over $500,000. That's the power of investing. Contrast this with the typical cycle of saving to spend. You save up for something you want, you buy it, and then what? The money's gone, and so is the opportunity for that money to work for you. This cycle keeps you trapped in a loop of earning, spending, and starting over. It's a form of financial stagnation, and it's exactly what the system wants you to do, to keep you from accumulating real wealth and freedom. The shift from saving to spending to saving to invest is about more than just money. It's about your future. Every dollar you invest is a step towards freedom. It's a step towards breaking free from the need to trade your time for money. It's about creating a life where you're not bound by financial limitations, where you have options, and where you can live on your terms. The system isn't designed to make you rich. It's designed to keep you comfortable enough that you don't question it. But if you want more than just comfort, if you want true financial independence, you need to start thinking like an investor. Tip number 3. Own assets, not liabilities. Let's talk about one of the biggest traps in the financial world: confusing liabilities with assets. The system has convinced us that certain purchases, like cars, fancy gadgets, or even a big house, are symbols of success. But here's the harsh reality. Most of these so-called status symbols are actually liabilities, not assets. If you want to build real wealth and escape the financial matrix, you need to own assets, not liabilities. Let's break this down. An asset is something that puts money in your pocket. It appreciates in value over time or generates income for you. Think of things like real estate, stocks, bonds, or a business you own. On the other hand, a liability is something that takes money out of your pocket. It might look flashy or make you feel good in the short term, but it drains your finances over time. Examples include that expensive car you're making payments on, credit card debt, or even a house that costs more to maintain than it's worth. My personal experience: the trap of liabilities. I fell into this trap myself. A few years ago, I bought a brand new luxury car. It was sleek and fast, and I felt like I'd made it. But here's what they don't tell you. The moment you drive that car off the lot, it loses value. Within a few years, I was stuck with a depreciating asset that required expensive upkeep. I was pouring money into something that wasn't giving me anything back. That's when I realized I needed to change my approach. The system wants you to believe that owning nice things equals wealth. But true wealth isn't about the stuff you have. It's about the freedom that comes from owning assets that grow in value or generate income. When you focus on acquiring liabilities, like luxury cars, expensive electronics, or high-end fashion, you're actually diminishing your financial power. These things might make you feel good temporarily, but they're dragging you down in the long run. Now, let's talk about what happens when you own assets. Imagine you invest in a rental property. Every month you're collecting rent, a steady stream of income that continues whether you're working or not. Over time, that property appreciates in value, meaning you can sell it for more than you paid. Now that's an asset. It's putting money in your pocket and increasing your wealth over time. Compare that to the car that's losing value every day, and the difference is clear. Liabilities don't just cost you money, they cost you time, energy, and peace of mind. Every dollar you spend on a liability is a dollar you're not investing in your future. It's a dollar you're not using to build wealth or achieve financial freedom. The system encourages you to accumulate liabilities because it keeps you tied to the cycle of earning and spending, never truly breaking free. To escape the matrix, you need to shift your mindset from consumption to investment. Ask yourself before every purchase, is this something that's going to put money in my pocket, or is it going to take money out? Will it help me build wealth, or will it drain my resources? By focusing on acquiring assets, you're not just buying things, you're buying your freedom. You're setting yourself up for a future where your money works for you, not the other way around. So, how do you start? Begin by educating yourself about different types of assets: real estate, stocks, bonds, or even starting your own business. Start small if you need to, but start. Instead of buying that new car, consider investing in a rental property. Instead of splurging on the latest tech, put that money into an index fund. It might not feel as exciting in the short term, but in the long run, you'll be grateful you did. Remember, true freedom doesn't come from owning things, it comes from owning assets. It's not about looking wealthy, it's about being wealthy. Every asset you own brings you one step closer to financial independence, one step closer to living life on your terms. Don't let the system fool you into thinking that liabilities are the key to success. Focus on assets, and you'll build a future where you're not just surviving, you're thriving. Tip number 4. Think long term, act now. One of the most powerful yet underrated mindsets you can adopt is the ability to think long term while acting decisively in the present. The world we live in promotes instant gratification, buy now, pay later, get rich quick, fast results. But if you want to escape the matrix and truly build a life of freedom and wealth, you need to flip the script. Think long term, but act now. This is how you turn dreams into reality, how you build a future that others only wish for. The problem with instant gratification. The system is designed to keep you chasing short-term pleasures. It's all about the next hit of dopamine, the next purchase, the next like, the next binge-watch session. But here's the thing. While you're indulging in these fleeting moments of satisfaction, you're sacrificing something far more valuable, your future. Instant gratification keeps you trapped in the present, never thinking about the consequences of your actions or the opportunities you're missing. My personal experience, the power of long-term thinking. I used to fall into the trap of short-term thinking too. There were times when I wanted to spend money on things that would make me happy in the moment, fancy dinners, gadgets, trips I couldn't really afford. But then I realized that every dollar I spent on instant gratification was a dollar I wasn't investing in my future. So I started thinking long-term. I made sacrifices in the present, skipped the dinners, delayed the gratification, so I could invest in assets that would grow over time. And let me tell you, those decisions have paid off in ways I couldn't have imagined back then. The importance of acting now. Here's where most people get it wrong. They think long term, but they fail to act in the present. They get caught up in planning, dreaming, and waiting for the perfect moment, but that moment never comes. The truth is, there will never be a perfect time to start. The longer you wait, the more opportunities you miss. Thinking long term means having a vision for your future, but acting now means taking steps every day to make that vision a reality. The power of compound action. Think of it like planting a tree. You plant the seed today, water it consistently, and over time, it grows into something strong and valuable. The same principle applies to your life and your finances. Every small action you take today, whether it's investing in your skills, your health, or your wealth, compounds over time. It may not seem like much in the moment, but years down the line, those small actions will have transformed into something substantial. This is the power of long-term thinking combined with immediate action. Why most people fail to think long-term. Most people fail to think long-term because they're constantly bombarded by distractions. The system is designed to keep you focused on the here and now, on what's trending, what everyone else is doing, what feels good in the moment. But the problem is, this short-term focus blinds you to the bigger picture. It keeps you in a perpetual state of reacting to your environment rather than proactively shaping your future. If you want to break free from this cycle, you need to learn how to delay gratification and prioritize your long-term vision over immediate pleasures. A deep message: your future self will thank you. Imagine yourself 5, 10, even 20 years from now. What kind of life do you want to be living? What kind of person do you want to become? The decisions you make today will determine that future. Your future self is depending on you to make the right choices now. Every moment you delay, every opportunity you let slip by, is a disservice to the person you're meant to become. So think long term, but don't get stuck in analysis paralysis. Act now. Take that first step, however small it may seem, because every journey starts with a single step. So how do you do it? Start by getting clear on your long-term goals. What do you want to achieve in the next 5, 10, 20 years? Write it down. Visualize it. Then, break those goals down into smaller, actionable steps that you can start taking today. Whether it's setting up an investment account, starting that side hustle you've been dreaming about, or dedicating time each day to learning a new skill, do it now. Don't wait for tomorrow, because tomorrow might never come. Remember, the future belongs to those who act today. It's easy to get lost in dreams of what could be, but those dreams will only become reality if you take action in the present. The time to start is now. The sacrifices you make today will be the foundation of your success tomorrow. Don't let the distractions of the present steal your future. Think long term, act now, and watch as your life transforms in ways you never thought possible. Tip number 5. The system is designed to keep you distracted. Look around you. Everywhere you go, everything you do, there's something vying for your attention. Your phone pings, your social media feed refreshes, your favorite show drops a new episode, and the latest news scandal breaks. It's a never-ending cycle of distraction, and it's not by accident. The system is designed to keep you distracted. Why? Because as long as you're distracted, you're not thinking critically. You're not questioning. You're not building. You're simply consuming, and that's exactly where they want you. Distractions are powerful because they tap into our most primal instincts. The system knows how to trigger your brain's reward centers, giving you small hits of dopamine that keep you coming back for more. A new notification, a like, a comment, each one feels like a little reward, so you keep scrolling, keep watching, keep consuming. But while your attention is being siphoned off by these distractions, your goals, your dreams, and your potential are slipping away. My personal experience, my battle with distraction. I used to think I had control over my time and attention, but I was wrong. I'd sit down to work on something important, whether it was building my business, learning a new skill, or just reflecting on my goals. And before I knew it, I'd been sucked into a black hole of distractions. Hours would go by, and I'd have nothing to show for it. That's when I realized the system was winning. It wasn't just random, it was deliberate. The distractions were keeping me from focusing on what really mattered, and I was letting it happen. The system's agenda: control through distraction. Here's the harsh truth. The system doesn't want you to think for yourself. It doesn't want you to question the status quo, to challenge the narrative, or to step outside the box. Because once you do, you start to see things for what they really are. You start to realize that the game is rigged. The distractions are a tool of control. As long as you're focused on the trivial, you're not paying attention to the bigger picture. You're not asking why things are the way they are, why you're stuck in a job you hate, why you're drowning in debt, or why the rich keep getting richer while everyone else struggles. Distraction is the modern form of control. An example of the cost of distraction. Think about it. How many times have you set a goal, whether it's to save money, start a business, or even just read a book, and then watched as distractions pulled you off course? You see an ad for something you don't need, but suddenly want. You get drawn into the latest drama on social media, or lose yourself in the endless cycle of news. These distractions don't just waste your time, they waste your potential. They keep you from focusing on the actions that will actually move you forward. The cost of distraction is your dreams left unfulfilled, your potential unrealized, and your life lived on autopilot. A deep message. Reclaim your attention, reclaim your life. The first step to breaking free from the system is to reclaim your attention. Your attention is your most valuable asset because where your attention goes, your energy flows. If you're constantly distracted, your energy is scattered and your progress is halted. But if you can take back control of your attention, you can take back control of your life. Start questioning the distractions. Ask yourself why you're being pulled away from what truly matters. Recognize that the system is designed to keep you distracted because a distracted mind is an easily controlled mind. But a focused mind, that's unstoppable. Practical steps to overcome distraction. So how do you fight back? Start by eliminating the sources of distraction in your life. Turn off unnecessary notifications, set specific times for checking email or social media, and stick to them. Create an environment that encourages focus, whether it's a quiet space, a clutter-free desk, or simply setting boundaries with the people around you. But most importantly, get clear on your priorities. When you know what truly matters, it becomes easier to ignore the noise. Dedicate time every day to working on your goals without distractions. Even just an hour of focused work can move you miles ahead of where you'd be if you let distractions take over. My closing thought: the price of distraction is your future. You've just taken a deep dive into the mindsets that can change your life immediately. But here's the thing: knowledge alone isn't enough. It's the application of this knowledge that will set you apart, that will allow you to break free from the system that's designed to keep you trapped, distracted, and dependent. Let's quickly recap the powerful ideas we've explored today. First, we talked about how the 9-to-5 job is modern slavery, a system that keeps you trading your time for money, leaving you exhausted and unfulfilled. Then, we discussed the importance of saving to invest, not to spend, because true wealth isn't about how much you earn, but how much you grow your money over time. We also explored why you should own assets, not liabilities, focusing on building real wealth through things that appreciate in value, rather than wasting your resources on things that only drain your finances. And we talked about the crucial mindset of thinking long-term while acting now. Because your future is shaped by the decisions you make today, not tomorrow. Finally, we pulled back the curtain on how the system is designed to keep you distracted, drowning you in noise and trivialities, so you never have the clarity to build the life you truly want. These distractions are not just harmless, they're the chains that keep you enslaved to mediocrity. But here's the powerful truth: you don't have to stay trapped. The moment you decide to take control of your life by breaking free from the 9-to-5 grind, investing wisely, accumulating assets, thinking long-term, and reclaiming your attention, you're taking the first step toward true freedom. You're choosing a life where you're the master of your destiny, not a pawn in someone else's game. Remember, none of this happens overnight. It requires consistent effort, discipline, and a willingness to go against the grain, to challenge the status quo. But the rewards are worth it. Imagine living a life where your time is yours, where your money works for you, where your decisions are driven by purpose, not distractions. That's the life you deserve. That's the life you can have if you start implementing these mindsets today. If this message resonated with you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs to hear it. And if you're ready to take the next step in your journey, hit that subscribe button and join a community of like-minded individuals who are all striving to beat the system and build the life they deserve. Stay focused, stay disciplined, and most importantly, stay true to yourself. Your future is in your hands. Make it count. Until next time, remember, freedom isn't given, it's taken. Go out there and take yours.